You're listening to SBS News.
The travel ban will continue for another week to prevent foreign nationals who have been in mainland China from entering Australia for 14 days. The government says Australian citizens and permanent residents will still be able to enter, as will their immediate family members. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 the government wants to keep Australians safe from the virus, now known as COVID-19.
And I think it's a sensible response. We're really pleased that people up on Christmas Island look like they're all going to be cleared and hopefully back home early next week. So it's a big problem. The numbers now are over 60,000 and 1,370 deaths as at this morning. But we'll assess it week by week.
During the announcement this week, the federal government said the decision would give businesses, travellers and organisations some certainty. The Australian Workers Union's Ben Davis is hoping employers will keep positions open for migrant workers who are legally able to work.
This is something over which these migrant workers and others have got no control over whatsoever. And it's just, you know, the humane thing to do is just to wait it out, and when they can come back into the country, offer them shifts and offer them their jobs again.
The Migrant Workers Centre argues the travel ban is putting jobs at risk, and it estimates 10% of the workforce is temporary migrants, mainly from China. But Matt Kunkel has told SBS News employers are already contacting migrant workers, questioning where they are and when they plan to return to their jobs.
They're losing shifts, they're losing money. Many of these workers are in insecure forms of employment and have very few protections under the law. And what it means is that once this travel ban is lifted, they're coming back to a situation where they still have to pay rent, they still have to pay all their other costs, but they face that with the prospect of not having a job when they get back.
AWU Victorian Branch Secretary Mr Davis has told SBS News organisations could cut staff because of abandoned employment, but he says it's not the migrants' fault.
But there's every chance, you know, after receiving appropriate advice, that the federal government could extend it again and again and again, depending on how bad the coronavirus outbreak from here becomes. So to a point, it provides some certainty, but I think it's impossible to provide the sort of certainty that some people are seeking, because there is so much we don't know about the spread of the coronavirus.
He's suggesting placing staff on unpaid leave could be a solution. The United Workers Union says if a staff member is unable to come to work because they are stranded overseas, there is potential for an employment contract to be in jeopardy. Meantime, the Maritime Union of Australia is worried its workers will be put at risk when the Kota Nebula arrives after it was granted permission to dock at Darwin. The union is warning pilots, tugboat crews, linesmen and other port workers will have direct contact with the vessel's crew and be exposed to COVID-19. It wants the government to order the vessel to wait for 14 days before arriving in Australia. The extension of the travel ban officially begins on Saturday. The federal government says the restrictions will be reviewed in about a week. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.